This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
This is Burr Martin of the Burr Martin Experience Podcast, or Selfie Dad as I'm known around the internet. Now, I could tell you all about my podcast by throwing in some special effects or sound bites, but I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm a busy man, brother. I'm a C-minus internet celebrity. Look, I've worked in radio for over 12 years. I produced about 15 different shows. I worked in a comic book shop. I've done stand-up, hosted events, and I was even voted Hero of the Week in the UK. My podcast is co-hosted by my wife, and we talk about anything and everything. And occasionally, one of our three kids will interrupt to tell us what's going on in their generation. We talk about celebrities, politics, pop culture, and news stories you've probably never heard about. All right, we're radio friendly and we try and keep things upbeat. So join me every week for the Burr Martin Experience podcast here on the Pants Pending Studios Network. That's Burr Martin. So put a BM in your podcast catcher today and it'll be who wrote the poop joke? I am a C-minus internet celebrity. Which one of you writers wrote that? You go back and you work for Late Night with Chevy Chase. That won't fly here.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
I'm so fucking high on mushrooms.
Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is the Social Hour. On today's show, radio personality Dan Roberts with Sophie Tomey on the news and producer Jeremy Person. And now your host. He always wanted to do radio, but he couldn't say words like Deese Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming back to the Social Hour. I am Deese. I appreciate all of you little fellows out there in audio land taking a listen to our little podcast. If you like what you hear, as always, tell a friend, guys. Let them know. In studio right now, we have Jeremy Person, producer, with us. How you doing, buddy? Good to see you.
Amazing.
It's
been 2 weeks.
You weren't here last.
We were supposed to do it last week, but I wasn't a strong enough person to host the show alone with you.
We had to go do Sophie. Sophie had a stand-up set. By the way, Sophie Tomey in studio. Give it up for Sophie.
Hi.
We're going to talk about Sophie and why she's here in a little bit. And probably around minute 47, we'll get into that. for local radio personality at ZZU, Mr. Dan Roberts. Sam, how you doing?
Oh, listen to that. Thank you so much. What a warm, wonderful greeting.
Audience, wow, they're standing up, too. They stood even.
Sit down.
Yeah, okay, very nice, very nice. Dan's here, a buddy of mine. He's been around the scene for a long time. He's been doing comedy recently, too. Recently got a little bit of a bump over there at ZZU, I heard.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a little better. So we're gonna talk about all of that in a little bit here. So we're glad to have you. Thank you for coming to hang out with us tonight.
Thank you.
Before we get into the weeds with Dan and everyone else, our beer of the week, guys. Our beer of the week this week comes from Three Creeks Brewing in Sisters, Oregon. It's their Five Pine Chocolate Porter. It is a robust porter that features 2 pounds per barrel of the finest Belgian dark chocolate, creating a slightly roasty pint with underlying chocolates, sweetness, and more. It has an ABV of 6.2% and a 55 IBU. I love porters. I love chocolate porters.
This one's fucking delicious.
I am digging this beer.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's Sophie, the best one that we've had in
really?
A while.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. This is like my sweet spot for beers. Porters, cheers. So thank you there. I did a podcast with Wingman Brewers in Tacoma a few years back, and part of the reason I wanted to go there and do a podcast with them so badly is because they have a P-51 porter, and it's a peanut butter cup porter. It tastes like a liquid Reese's Pieces, and it's fucking amazing.
I don't believe that.
Oh, God.
That sounds disgusting.
It is so good. It is just amazing.
I like Reese's, but like not 12 ounces you or 16 what? Ounces of fucking Reese's.
Guess what? And with this beer, you can still do the trick with a dog. You can still trick him. Peanut butter with that peanut butter cup. Yeah. it reminds me of my favorite joke of Folgers. He says that joke. He says how the peanut butter trick where you trick a dog into oral sex with peanut butter, but he doesn't know what to do with the peanut butter when he's sucking the dog's dick.
I remember that one.
That's my favorite joke of his.
That's the best one that he's ever had.
I think it's the only one he's ever had.
Probably.
Fucking hack. No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Boo. All right.
He's not as bad as Steve Johnson when it comes to hack shit.
Steve's just got the mustache, man. He's got the look. Speaking of drinking, it's been a long couple days for me. I did the dope show last night, so I got real stoned and real drunk. And then I was in Lewiston. I did this show in Lewiston again that I was doing last year, and we just started doing it again. It's a monthly show. And fuck, God damn it, those people can fucking drink. Like, all they want to do, they... I mean, there's nothing else to do. I would drink.
Well,
myself
U of I down there, right?
Yeah, I would leave in Las Vegas myself if I lived in Lewiston. Also, but the guy who owns the place, Zane, real nice guy, but he loves Jägermeister, and I despise Jäger. It is the one alcohol I cannot drink. I hate it. I hate the smell of it. I hate the taste of it. If I drink it, like, I'll be so hungover. I can feel it viscous in my veins. It changes me too. It's the one alcohol where I become more of a piece of shit. I know. Hard to believe. It's true. I tried to fight a guy in a wheelchair one time. I was so drunk on Jäger. That's a true story. So this is now. He started it. Yeah. Yeah, he did. Well, he did. Left Foot Larry. So he was this guy.
I remember this story. Yeah. I remember this story. Okay.
He had one foot. He had a right, just his right foot. We called him Left Foot Larry. And he was confined to a wheelchair because of the foot. And he was kind of an asshole. And he hung out this bar. Like, generations of Casillas hung out this bar in California, right? My grandfather, my uncles, my dad, and my cousins. And keep in mind, after I tell you this story, I'm the only Casillas that's still allowed in this bar. So imagine what the other Casillas did to have to be banned from this bar. Because I did what I'm about to tell you, and I'm still allowed in there and get discounts. So, like, I'm still a preferred customer. I was real drunk, and Left Foot Larry was kind of jawing at me. And I'm like, hey, man. So, Larry. Listen here, Christopher Reeves. If you got something to say, why don't you stand up and come over here and talk to me like a man? At which point, the bartender, the lovely Michelle, took my drinks away, and she said, "I think it's time for you to go for the evening." for the evening. And I said, "That's fair," and I left. But I was drunk on Jäger that night, and I hate it. But Zane, the owner of Shooters down in Lewiston, he knows I don't like it, but when I first get there, he'll bring tequila. I know you're a tequila guy. But then
it's
by the end of
just
yeah,
assume.
Well, I mean, he's right.
It's true.
And then by the end of the night, he's drunk and I'm drunk and he's just shoving shots on me. And they're Jäger and I'm just taking them. And I literally then I smoked a lot of weed there too. And I luckily the hotel's like two blocks, it's stumbling distance from the venue. It's two blocks away. And I woke up Saturday morning in my hotel room and at 6:30 a.m. and I was legitimately confused. I'm like, this isn't my home. I'm like, where am I right now? I'm like, I don't know where I am. And then I breathed out a plume of Jäger. And I'm like, oh God, I know it all came flooding back. I'm like everything. And I'm just, oh, and I had to be back in, Spokane, I had to pick up a friend at 9:30 and, then I had to hit a meeting and, not like that kind of meeting. I'm still, yeah.
You're doing badly. If it was that kind of meeting.
I'm not a fucking quitter. So I go, I get, and it, there had been a blizzard on the Palouse on the way back. So I'm like driving in a blizzard, like back to, and I for sure still could have gotten a DUI. Like I was definitely at like a 0.21 driving back in the morning. I'm just like, I'm still drunk. Absolutely. I wake up my friend, get them where they need to be, and then I stroll into this meeting, and I just had my pajamas on, like literally like my pajamas that I left in.
You paint a pretty
in.
Picture.
Yeah, and I walk into this meeting, and I go, and the guy looks at me, and I go, I know, I'm probably not dressed well enough, but don't worry, I brought other shoes to change into. And he's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I have a crippling alcohol addiction. So it was a long couple of nights. I could definitely not pass a drug test because I did like a weed show Thursday night, then got super hammered Friday, Saturday, and then weed show. It's, oh man.
I haven't even talked to you since the Whitney show. How did that go?
That was great. Weekend with Whitney was awesome. She was awesome. Super nice. She's amazing. She's so talented. Like I was blown away. I've always, you know, thought she was good, but I've never really seen that much of her stand up, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And then after watching her, she was amazing. She's so fucking smart.
I think
smart.
She leveled up. I mean, she's a superstar anyway, but I saw like one of her specials like 4 years ago or something, and this was like a whole other and her intensity. Oh, it was amazing. It was a great show.
Well, so there's some comics I see when I'm doing weekends at the club who I'll watch, like if I have, I'll watch them like one time, and then the rest of the time I'll just sit next door at Gamers, the arcade bar they own, and play Nintendo and get drunk. But I watched every single set. You know, four times. It was worth watching, seeing just the writing, the callbacks, the tags.
The way the show flows with the different audiences and stuff like that. I had to do the same thing with like Segura and there's a few of them.
Yeah. Kyle Kinane's another one that I always watch his. Chad Daniels is, but
Chad is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Chad is on a whole nother level than any of those people.
Kyle Kinane, when I opened for him, he did four shows and he did almost a different hour every show. I'm like, you just did like probably 3.5 hours of comedy, you know, without overlapping in four shows. I'm like, that's insane, man. I'm like, how much do you have then? How much time do you have? It was pretty great. Whitney was amazing. She, God, there's something I was going to say and I totally spaced it. Oh, she's got a closing bit. Her closing bit is like 22 minutes long. It's like a fucking 22 minute bit. And I'm just
most people's normal sets here in Spokane.
Yeah, and I'm like that.
Time wise, not quality.
Right? Yeah, exactly. That's not even start about quality. Time wise, and she just like I didn't realize until the third time I was listening to it. I'm like, this bit starts at like minute 47, and she does like an hour 10 plus. Like this is crazy right now. Like and it's a great bit. It's all about sex robots and stuff. And it just keeps going and keeps going. And it's just amazing to see someone like that, like to take just a bit like sex robots and just mine it and keep mining and keep mining, and keep mining. Just
be able to pull that much time out of one topic.
Yeah. It just makes me think like, God, I'm fucking not working hard enough. I gotta take a look at my sets again and start finding something that I get, you know, how to expand that.
Yeah, I see that you're hosting or featuring for Mike Baldwin coming up too.
Yep, yeah,
he's awesome. Yeah. Have you ever seen him?
No,
he's fucking funny, dude.
Yeah,
I'm at Kansas City.
Yeah, I got a couple gigs with him and some other stuff. I just got offered another gig with work with Kyle Kinane in Tacoma.
Nice.
So that'll be good. But so that was a great weekend. So it's been a whirlwind. I'm fucking tired. I know that. Been real tired. I've been on the run every single night doing something, so I'm real exhausted. But
mainly drinking.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
Let's not fucking lie to ourselves. Yeah.
I've been working too. I mean, I've been doing comedy. And like my schedule is jacked. I'm up until 3 a.m. no matter what. Then I like sleep until noon. The other day I was so wrecked I got up for a while, and then I went back to sleep around like 1. I slept till 6 p.m. Like, I'm really buying into this whole lifestyle here, man.
Be acceptable for like a high schooler.
Yeah, but, I was wrecked. It was after a long like four.
You're coming up on 40 though, man.
Oh, fuck, I know. I saw a picture of myself on Facebook the other day. Like a memory popped up from like 2 years ago or 3 years ago, and I'm like, I've put on 15 years in the last three
it's like
years.
Your president.
Yeah, it's like it's like Interstellar. It's like the opposite of Interstellar, where time, you know, just multiplies. So yeah, but anyway. But yeah, it's been good. It's been good, and lots of more stuff coming up. But I'll get into that later in the show. So let's see. Dan, good to thank you again for coming. Let's talk to Dan Fitt. Dan is again local radio host. He's been doing some comedy too, starting to get into the comedy scene. So, And again, we kind of touched on it earlier, but you recently get a little bump over there at the station, moving up in the ranks. What tell us about that?
Afternoon Drive.
Afternoon Drive.
In the world of commercial radio, that's the second best place to be as far as people listening. Anytime, you know. You can be on the radio when people are in their cars, or the majority of people are in their cars. That's when you want to be on. So, yeah, it's awesome.
What were you – what was your shift prior to that?
Prior to that, I was behind the scenes producing the morning show and in front of the mic.
Yeah.
But, you know, 95% behind the scenes, and then did middays afterwards.
So is middays so like 4?
10 to 3.
So what's your shift now?
3 to 7. So it's shorter, which is also a plus.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. Yeah. Because that last hour can sometimes make
spot,
my God, make all the difference. But 4, that's like goes like that.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, I'm kind of thinking of it as a morning show in a way. It's like I'm right now. I've got a few different like I've got a comedy thing at 4:20, like comedy clips, two breaks of entertainment news in the 5 o'clock hour for the drive home.
Yeah.
And then remixes at 6 o'clock. So stuff that people can make appointments for. If they're into it, they can expect it every day.
Sure.
Which is what you want. And then I'm sure it'll grow out, you know, from there into the 3 o'clock hour, maybe something later in the 6. I don't know.
Yeah. But, now, did someone leave or what happened? Did you get?
Yeah.
Did Ian murder someone?
No murder.
Okay.
As far as you know.
Yeah.
Ian Kelly got promoted behind the scenes. I mean, you could have him on and talk about that, but he's a good guy. But he is staying within the family, but he moved frequencies to Hot 96.9. So then I moved into afternoons, and there's a new person on the morning show.
Producing there.
Haley, yeah. So.
Okay. So how long have you been in radio?
Forever. A long time. A very long time. That's a good question. 20 years or something?
Wow. 21? Yeah, that is a long time.
It's a long time.
So what I mean, so you started.
It's
with,
longer than that. I'm
yeah, it's
lying
longer
to
than
you.
That.
Yeah, the mind goes, Deez.
Yeah,
you'll know. You'll find out.
Oh, I'm already there. Trust me. It's not. I'm not. You give me too.
But
much
I don't
credit.
Need booze or weed. It's just gone.
I'm about right there too. Yeah. Now.
But it's a lot. Quite a bit of booze. But
yeah. They're nice to have. You don't need them, but you know, I don't need smack and hookers either. But every now and then, it's not bad.
Which brings us to why Sophie's here.
Yeah, she's my new smack dealer. So you got the bump doing the afternoon. How's the transition of being on air more? Are you confident in that? I mean, obviously.
Oh yeah, but
enough,
honestly,
but.
It was I had butterflies that I haven't had in a long time switching gears. Like Afternoon Drive is a fairly big deal, so.
Yeah.
I know I can do it. I had great ideas. I'm like confident. I'm like, I have a plan. You show me someone else that has a plan. You know, I'm just kind of a little full of myself, but some of it valid. But then it's like, well, crap.
Yeah.
I got butterflies, man. I'm scared. Like,
well,
just,
you still
just
you got to perform. You know,
you got to perform. That's the thing. I'm no longer tethered to other people.
Yeah.
So if I go down, I go down. Like I'll be you know driving Lyft or Uber or something shortly. But
we'll have you on the mariachi station in Yakima.
Yes,
you get goddamn screw this up.
So that's scary, but it's also, you know, if you're gonna go, you know,
yeah,
go big or go home, kind of thing.
Yeah, go big or go down. That's what I always say.
Go down.
Go down with
peanut
big,
butter
big.
On a Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Go down. If it's big, go down. Wait, what? What are we talking about?
Just go home.
Just go home, Dan.
Yeah, just go home. Is it still the type of thing in radio? Because I know.
Oh, here we go. Cocaine and record jackets? Nope. It's all digital.
Yeah, right.
Even cocaine.
Even the cocaine. Yeah, you just press a button and then walk away. Before years ago, there was like the chase. It was always like, well, I'm going to get to this market. And then I moved to Cincinnati. Like, radio guys were always moving
and
shuffling.
It is absolutely that way. Yeah, it's the WKRP in Cincinnati theme. That's an old sitcom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sitcoms, they used to run on TV.
Yeah. TV used to be a thing.
TV was a thing that happened before YouTube. Yeah, like I can't explain it.
Netflix,
I'm done. But
you couldn't choose what you wanted.
But it's like, you know, town to town, up and down the dial. That really is a thing. I won't talk too much about my coworkers, but I'll say Ken Hopkins, who is the program director of KZZU and has been forever.
Forever.
It's not normal. Like, his career is amazing. That he was able to stay in the same market at the same station and not get canned.
Yeah,
because
I've been listening to him since third
grade. Other people maybe have a record where like they were at the station for a while, for whatever reason left, came back kind of a situation. Yeah. But he has been a constant.
Yeah, that's very rare, and radio is very transient.
Super rare. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is still that kind of, you know, to the next market.
We sleep in people's yards and eat out of the garbage.
Jump on the
it's
rails.
It's very transient.
Hit the rails. Yeah. Off to the next market. Yeah, yeah. I'm over in Pittsburgh now. is the goal morning show is the goal, right?
I think morning's the goal. I have a lot of goals. I'm a freak, dude. Like, I really am. But
what's your freakiest
goal? But
for
radio. No, I don't know. But for radio. But for radio, yeah. I mean, if I'm going to still be in radio in 5 years or what, like, and I'll probably be unemployed if I'm not. So, mornings has to be the goal.
Yeah. So, that must have been an interesting thing, seeing being in radio as long as you have and literally watching everything change.
I thought you were going to say, watching everybody pass you by. Yeah, until you've gotten to this moment in time.
Until you're in a guy's basement in North Spokane.
What was your point? I mean, seriously, no. Because I interrupted, I apologize.
It's fine. Watching everything change in radio, because the face of radio and the way, I mean, from, you know, the move, the switch from where there used to be. I mean, radio, there's still some guys like Kevin and Bean and at K-Rock in L.A. and some of these guys that, you know, but there used to be, it was a big thing. These guys had multi-million-dollar contracts.
Right.
Radio is huge, you know.
I think people still do have big contracts. I mean, depending on the market size, still pull in a good, you know.
Sure. But, I mean, it used to be such a thing, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, their listenership is down or they're changing formats. Talk radio's gone away a lot. Then you have terrestrial radio kind of going away in a sense with Sirius, and then there's a lot of a shift.
Highly overrated. The what's the phrase? Like, our demise is highly.
Listen, whatever you got to tell yourself, Dan. I mean, I don't.
No, all of that is there, but there's still so many people that just wait, and they may take us for granted,
right?
But they're still listening, and we're still getting those ratings. You know, I mean, they listen in the bathroom, getting ready in the morning. They listen in their car to and from work. They're still listening to us.
Yeah.
And I listen to podcasts. Like, that's a big thing for me.
Thank you. Yeah. We're one of the. Yeah, I get
but,
it. Big fan.
Satellite radio has never taken as big a chunk out of terrestrial radio as you might think.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I don't even mean just listenership too, but the change of how it all works, how much time the DJ has on the mic, how they want to like roll call or get, you know, the way they play music, where you'd literally be.
That hasn't changed much in the time that I've been in there.
Oh, really?
But I think the days to have been in radio,
to
to have a blast, probably we'd been in like the late 60s through the late 70s.
Yeah.
That was an insane. I mean, because I've worked with some of those guys and I hear stories that are just nuts. So,
All right. So it's got to be good though. You know, if you had an opportunity to move to a bigger market, like, is that on your radar?
When I was in Seattle for 16 years.
Okay.
I would totally, the warm climate would be nice.
Well, Seattle is.
I mean, I grew up here, so I knew what I was getting into, but honestly, I just want to, you know, Palm Springs or something. There's no radio in Palm Springs.
So it's all old people.
Yes,
you think
it'd
be radio would be a hit.
I know. Well, they
turn
get
on
it.
The radio.
They put up a transmitter and they grab LA stations. So.
Sure. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, well, and no one wants to live in LA, right?
That's what I hear.
I don't. I moved for a reason.
Matt Groening, I went and saw him talk once, and he said it's a cesspool. And let's face it, we all hate it. And the only reason we're here is because this is where the work is. And I think he's probably right about that.
Oh, absolutely. I've always said the only way I would move back to L.A. Oh, I got mail. Oh, no, that was a notification. You porn.
Your favorite girl is on right
now.
Yeah.
Girl.
way to assume his freaking preference.
My bad. It's 2019. What am I saying?
Come on, man.
Shame on me.
I'm into toasters. I've always said the only way you get me to move back to LA is like I literally have to be making at least $250,000 a year, at least to even consider moving back to LA.
You'd still be poor there, though.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's why that would be the bare minimum to be put up with
like
that.
San Francisco area, what is it, $150,000 a year is considered poverty now?
It's
that's the thing. You got to make anywhere, any big city, like having done Seattle, it's like you got to live close. You have to be able to afford to live close to work and make a ton of money.
Sure.
But you don't want to commute at all. Yeah. It's for multiple reasons, but it's a drag.
I always get to the point where I feel like Spokane's getting too big sometimes. Like it feels something like, I swear, like 8 months ago, it felt like they dropped off an extra 20,000 people or something. Just showed up one day. And I'm like, where?
I think you're just doing comedy in too many small towns.
Oh man,
like,
maybe
fuck these city people.
maybe
I'm gonna move back to Montana.
I'm gonna go to I'll just move up to like Sandpoint. I used to drive up and down Division during the day, and you could just no traffic even in the afternoon, like 3 o'clock or something. Now it's just it seems like it's busy. Maybe just getting older.
I think you're getting older. I don't know. I don't know if it's that bad, but there are times. I mean, this is the thing: traffic. Sitting in traffic is sitting in traffic. I mean, if you're parked, if it's a traffic jam. That's just a drag. It doesn't matter what's if it's Spokane or Seattle or LA. You're not moving.
Yeah. The mayor of LA, Mr. Garcetti, brilliant man.
Friend of yours?
I hate him. He's an idiot, I think.
Okay.
But he was recently quoted as saying, you aren't in traffic. You are traffic.
Ooh.
Wow, that is deep.
Yeah.
That
is pretty fucking
it's like
deep.
A haiku.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, that doesn't fix your fucking traffic problem, Garcetti. Yeah.
That sounds like
idiot.
What kidnappers say.
Yeah. well, like I can't. There's not victims. You are the victim. take those pants off. So
who? Me or him?
All of fucking everyone. What do you mean?
Well, you'll have to untie my ankles and my wrists for that to happen.
I got fooled once before. I'm not again. No, I get tricked too many times. All right. So radio's good. Radio world is still good.
I think it's good. Yeah. Okay. There are worse ways to make a living.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's goofy, man. It's pretty stupid when you think about it.
It is weird that you sit and you talk and people listen and you get paid for it. But that's great, right?
It's fantastic.
It is amazing. Why radio? What was the passion for radio originally? What did you fall into it or did you pursue it?
I pursued it. My original goal was really to do something with art. I love to cartoon. Like I love these X-Men, Avengers.
Oh,
I love all that stuff.
Yeah, I did those. Those are originals.
I can. Your name is Kirby, right? Like
yeah, that's
Deese Kirby.
It's a,
I got it.
It's a alias I go by when I.
But I just panicked, man. When I was a kid, I was just like, I don't know how the hell to make money at this. This seems like a horrible idea. Like this just seems like a long road. Yeah. So I'll take the easy path of radio, which is
the
hilarious
easy and lucrative
if you know,
path.
Yes,
of,
all of the above. So yeah, but I did have like an affinity for it when I was a kid. I was talking upstairs. I would just. I would do little shows into a tape recorder and they would get pretty elaborate. Like I might have a couple tape recorders going. So I'd add sound effects and stuff.
Yeah.
So essentially it was like a podcast for an audience of one.
Right.
But that was
so like
the,
a podcast.
Specifically this podcast.
But that was like the precursor to radio for me.
Yeah.
So anyway, but yeah, so pursued radio.
Nice. All right. All right. So what do you do besides radio? You've been doing some comedy.
I started doing open mic, and don't ask me how that, you know, I don't even know.
You don't know?
I've been enjoying comedy shows forever. One day I just, and I didn't even think, I didn't say to myself, well, I should be up there instead of that person. I started writing sets. And then I'm like, I'm going to memorize this. I'm going to go up and I'm going to do it. It's just like a magnet pulling me to the stage. But other than that, I can't give you a reason.
How have you felt about it?
It's been awesome. I don't know. Like, you could tell me honestly, but I was scared shitless. I was terrified. It's the scariest thing I've probably ever done in my life was that first night on stage.
Yeah.
And then for whatever reason, and then I thought I was over it. And then like maybe the fourth or fifth time I did it, same exact feeling. And I'm like, I don't know what this is about. But first time I did it, scared, you know, and I'm just waiting to walk off the stage, ashamed, embarrassed, whatever. But people were laughing where I wanted them to laugh.
Right.
And I felt pretty good about it. Some jokes didn't work, but it's not like the whole set fell flat. There were just pockets. And also, you know, it's a timing thing. It could have been a thing that they got later, but you're moving so fast. Like, it's human nature to, like, fill up those pockets of silence. And so I'm moving, like, my goal, I guess, is to get more comfortable up there. And I think I have a little bit, but just to leave more room to breathe.
Sure.
For the jokes.
Well, yeah, that's one of the things. And that's just reps, you know, stage time and figuring out not to step on your jokes. But also, when it's an open mic, you kind of...
You can't take any open mic too seriously because the crowd changes every time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of fucking assholes.
Well, they also didn't pay for anything, so they don't give a shit about whether you're... They're not... Yeah. They're hard to impress when they don't...
And that's what I'm saying, though. I felt pretty good about the reactions knowing that exact thing. Like, they don't... They should be hard to impress. They could be mean about it. They're like, it's been pretty good experience. Yeah. I went to
Chance.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
I went to Chance strictly with the
just
to see if I could do it. I knew it would suck. I'd scoped it out for a couple weeks. I hadn't seen anybody succeed there, even people that I saw do well at the comedy club. And so I'm like, I just got to know that I can do this, that I can take indifference or heckling or whatever they're going to throw at me. And I did, and it sucked. It was also sort of funny to me because it was a week that I threw out my act Wednesday at the club.
Yeah.
I had a doctor's appointment. I did a whole routine about my balls, which sounds weird. I can't say that on the radio, but I'm just going to say it here. So I did a whole thing about my balls for like 3.5 minutes. And I took that to Chance, and of course it didn't work. Now, in hindsight, I can see where if you weren't expecting, I don't even think those people are expecting comedy like half the time. So if you're random people dining and a guy gets up there and like talks about his balls, that might be disturbing. And maybe you want it to end quickly, you know, but I also knew it was Chance, and they're dropping kegs on the floor. There's rattling of plates and everything.
People are selling cocaine.
But there's one guy selling meat there.
Once. Yeah. The street meat guy. He used to go, he would go to the grocery outlet across the street, and he'd steal meat, and then he'd come back over to Chan's and try and sell it out of his backpack.
Trench coat full of fucking ground beef.
Yeah. And he'd be like, "Listen, man, it's like $4.87 value. I'll give it to you for like $2.78." Like, I don't want
long has that been unrefrigerated?
Yeah, and what's that? Is it like 80-20 lean? I don't know, man. I'm more of an 85-15 guy.
I like turkey.
Go back and get some turkey. I'll buy that shit from you.
But yeah, that's the longest going open mic in Spokane now.
Chance.
Nito.
Nito's
the longest running.
Oh, Chance has been going on longer than Nito.
That's not the according to the official record keepers, no.
Yeah, I think they're not just counting it because of who ran it first.
Maybe.
But yeah, I mean, and that place is brutal. I watched Aaron Weir almost get stabbed there. The place is fucking brutal.
I like
doing stand up.
Yeah.
I don't need to go back then. Yeah. I don't. I saved it. I mean, I had enough time up there. I went into like a more tried and true thing, and I saved it sort of. But yeah, it was pretty awful. But I knew it would be, so it didn't even really bother me. I'm just like, yeah, that's exactly. I just wanted to know. I could take the indifference and the darts and all that stuff.
I feel like in this scene, that's kind of like a rite of passage too, is having to go do Chance sort of.
Yeah. You got to be able to manage Chance. I like Chance. I actually, do fairly well there usually. I like to fuck with people, so I can get a little attention and then just go with it. You just got to get there, grab their attention with something off the bat, and they will.
Right.
You know,
oh, I had their attention, but they looked like they wanted to throw up. They were very disgusted.
Yeah.
I do want to make. I don't know if I said this. I don't really want to rewind to the balls thing, but it was. I don't.
You
know
want
if
to
I,
talk about your balls?
No,
let's
I don't.
Get it
but
done.
I don't. I forget if I set it up that it was from a doctor's appointment. It wasn't like I just wanted to talk about my balls that day.
Man,
it was like a whole experience at the doctor's was the whole reason for talking.
You can
about
talk
it.
About your balls for whatever reason you want to. All right. We're all here for you right now in your balls. So, let's see what time, which one do we get here?
34.
Okay. Let's, I think what we're going to do real quick, Dan, we are going to, do a little segment we call the rundown.
Shit.
What? No, I'm just saying, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. I thought, I'm like, wait.
Why are you pointing to me and saying, oh, shit?
Because you got to do the rundown, not me.
The rundown is a series of questions that we've...
Oh, this is a game?
Yeah. It's a series of questions we've compiled over the years they don't mean much. It's like an essay.
Is this like a Rorschach test or something?
Yeah, like they don't mean much in a vacuum. But I think the whole picture says a lot about someone.
Can we just
so.
Do movie trivia or something?
Well,
it is some of my favorite game show music of all time.
Perfect. All right.
Now, is that Match Game 76, 77, 78, or 79? Like or is 77. That 74,
this
75?
Is, this is 73.
Or 72. 73.
Okay.
That was my next guess.
All right, Dan. First question we open up with always the same question.
It's never the same, is it? It's always different.
I don't know. We never do this.
If you could travel anywhere in the world, anywhere you wanted to go, all expenses paid.
Yes.
You could go anywhere your heart's desires, but you have to go with a person in life you hate most. Where would you go and who would that person be?
No, I cannot answer. I can't tell you who that person would be. That's a good question, though. I
Thank you. I'm very good at my job.
Yeah, no, I don't like vacation. You know, I've decided you can't go on vacation with friends, I've decided, because that's when you find out all their weird shit that drives you bananas, and you're trapped with them.
Yeah, like they're into Thai ladyboys.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this
that
is
was
weird.
One fucking time.
How did you know? How did you know?
Just a guess.
So I have to pick someplace I would travel with someone I can't stand. I'll go to Disney World or something, just because I can lose them there.
Oh, easy.
I can ditch them.
Easy.
All right, that makes sense.
With who, though?
Yeah, with who?
I'm not. Yeah, I can't tell you that. I don't even know that I have an answer for that. The person I hate most? That I know personally?
Sure. It's all you can say whoever.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I take the fifth on that.
All right, I'll let you slide by on that one. Okay. If you had to kill an endangered animal, which one would it be?
What is wrong with you?
Answer the fucking question, Dan.
I'm not even sure I know all the... This is horrible, but I don't even know necessarily which animals are endangered. I'm just going to say polar bear, which I don't want to do.
It's the same.
I don't want to kill... I don't want to kill a
polar bear. You guys heard it here.
Bear.
Dan Roberts is easy. He wants to kill a polar bear.
They love Coca-Cola. They're... practically American citizens.
I mean Alaska. They're more Canadian.
True. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I guess they are.
Build that wall.
if for no other reason to keep the polar bears where they are.
Okay. Yeah, keep full yeah. White is right though, right?
Well, we've run out of music.
All right.
40 minutes before you got racist. Good job. That's right.
If you had a time machine and could visit one time in history, when would you go and why?
I like the 1950s a lot.
Oh, see? He does think white is right.
Yeah, no. I think, though, I would
you know,
go,
separate
I would
water
go,
fountains. The,
I mean, honestly.
Women couldn't vote the
but,
good old days.
But the smart play would probably be to go back to the days of Jesus and just see what's what. Just for your own. I just want to know right now because, you know, people have been arguing about this forever and starting wars. I want the details. I want to know. I want to see it with my own eyes.
Yeah. Maybe that's what one of, that's what the other prophets did. They time machine traveled, and then they're like, oh, I know what happened. Like, sure, man, we've heard this story.
Right.
Do you know what was happening during the Jesus time? It was like this. Oh, my God, are you still whipping me? What the fuck? this is absurd. I am going to call someone in the labor industry, at least. This is ridiculous. Days and days of this tat of... How many lashes have I had? Holy crap. If I get down off this cross, I swear to God, I swear to my dad, this is going to...
My father's going to hear about this.
Yeah. All right.
I think it would be a very boring time, though.
Yeah.
Because I'd have the mindset. I'd still be looking for my phone
yeah.
and the internet. It would be awful.
Plus, like, are you inoculated for polio or something? All the weird disease? Like, oh, it turns out I went to the past.
Yeah, I just went with your premise, man. No one said anything about shots.
It's a black plague. Well, you got to think about that stuff when you're time traveling. That stuff's dangerous, man. Got to be conservative with your time traveling. Yeah.
I can't tell anybody that this is happening.
If you were a professional wrestler,
mm-hmm.
what would your wrestling name be?
I knew you were going to ask that. I like Dan Halen, and that has nothing to do with wrestling, but I just think that's funny. So I'm just going to go with that.
Dan Halen?
Dan Halen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a name that's been used before?
I think it has. There was a guy in Seattle that nicknamed me that, but since then I think it might be a character like on a SpongeBob or some kind of card. I don't know. There's other Dan Halens because I've tried to grab that name for various reasons, and there's others out there, so...
Oh,
others, like I am that. I've adopted it. Clearly in my head, I've become Dan Halen.
Let's see. If you could purge for 1 hour, like the movie The Purge, anything you want to do.
Thanks for the softballs.
You should see the ones I'm not asking you.
I've seen a lot worse. Trust me. You're doing fine, buddy.
What would you do?
If I could purge?
Yeah, like the movie The Purge.
And I haven't seen it, but I believe that there's just a lot of killing. Are there other choices besides killing people?
There's no laws. You can do anything. And
24 hours, no rules. You can do whatever you want. It doesn't have to necessarily be murder. You can do anything.
Oh, my God. It doesn't have to be murder. Can I just go with murder? Because I feel like murder will get me in the least amount of trouble.
You want to murder polar bears.
I want to murder polar bears.
In the 1950s.
Yeah, I want to take out dictators. I want to murder the dictators of the world.
Okay. murder, that's good. That's very admirable. Yeah. You took this time and used it to start a coup. So you're saying you want to travel to Central America in your... in The Purge. Let's see. Okay. In a doomsday and or zombie apocalypse,
mm-hmm.
how long do you think you'd survive for?
Wow, that's a good question. Is it a good question?
It's a great question.
I don't know that's a great question. I think I would survive. I think I'm a wily little slippery. I have survival instincts. I think I could make it a while. I mean.
Okay.
Are they already at my door? Like, what's the scenario here?
No.
You know what you do? You put on makeup, which I think they did in Zombieland. You put on some makeup, you pretend you're a zombie, and you fit right in for a while.
Just a good base coat of eyeshadow.
Of zombie face.
And a zombie. Ooh, that's offensive.
I know it is. It's offensive to zombies.
Yeah. So here's the scenario. You woke up. You pet your Lhasa Apso. You go out.
What did you just say?
Lhasa Apso. It's a dog. It's a breed of dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were a cultured man, Dan. Yeah.
And then I never
claimed that.
You go outside to get your newspaper. You walk down. You're like, you know, you have a palatial estate. Obviously, you're in radio. You have 400-foot,
obviously,
400-foot
deck.
Yeah. And you walk, and then you go to get your paper, your Sunday edition, because you're gonna check your stocks. In investments,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're in your smoking robe. It's monogrammed DR.
Yeah.
No, it's DH, Dan Halen.
Right.
You can do what you want, right? You got money.
Perfect.
And then you go back to turn around and
like
you drop the newspaper in the mud.
Oh.
And now you're upset.
Absolutely.
And you've used the Lord's name in vain. And
I get upset over petty shit like that. So,
and then you go to open the door to your house, your palatial estate, and you find that you've locked yourself out. And that's when you turn around and realize there's a shit ton of zombies around. Mm. So that's the scenario.
I can run.
You just run.
What am I going to do?
In a robe, Dan?
Well, maybe this is the dream I keep having where I'm running in public naked, you know?
All right. So you'd think you'd survive a while.
A while, whatever that means.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I could survive as long as anybody else. You're not going to, what are you going to do to these things? I mean, how do you beat them?
Listen,
how do you
man,
win?
You live your life. I don't know, whatever. I don't, I'm not, I'm, I mean, I'm in a weird shit.
If it comes
but.
Down to battling the zombies, like if I have to make, like if they scratch you, you're screwed too, right? So
what if
you don't want to make contact with them. The best thing that you can hope for is to run and get away.
What if the only way to beat them is in a impromptu breakdancing competition?
Well, then I'm dead.
That's
all you wanted to hear, right? I also like how the only scenario where I'm wealthy is in a zombie apocalypse, and I can't get my hands on that money because I'm dead.
What advice would you give to your 10-year-old self?
You should probably stay in that art class.
Hey, man, art's pretty cool. Yeah.
maybe a little more time studying that math homework probably would be a good idea.
Okay. If you had to get rid of one state in our union, which state would you opt to get rid of?
I know what I was just going to say.
Florida?
Because I thought it would be funny. Yes, let's go with Florida.
Oh, my God. Fuck Florida.
It's further away.
I
would never say any place nearby.
Yeah.
Florida.
Florida, okay.
Why does everything weird happen in Florida?
Oh, it's terrible. We do this thing where we try to find just messed up news stories from, like, around the world. We try to find the worst person, like, of that month, basically.
It's always Florida.
Every time it is Florida.
Yeah.
I have a Florida news article tonight.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Let's see. We'll go with one last question, Dan.
Hit him with a hard ball. Let's
I really miss the music.
Oh, you want the music back for the... Okay. You want the hardball, Dan?
Let's do it.
Nope. Of course not.
Hit it with the hardest one.
Let's see.
This is like that wah-wah guitar.
I'm trying to think which one is the... I just saw one that was pretty...
Now, does this get tightened up later, or is this of interest to the listener?
This is of interest to the listener.
This is
the best part of the show.
This all goes out.
This is the sweet spot right here as he scrolls through.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. This is you swing for the fences on this one because it's coming fast, Dan, okay? What's on your internet browsing history right now you wouldn't want anyone to see?
There's nothing. I'm as wholesome as apple pie. Also, I use that hide your history function.
Incognito browser.
Incognito, incognito, exactly.
You have zero search history, Dan. We think that's weirder than the fact that you would...
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with questions that don't have answers, you know?
Now I turn around, I allow the guests to ask.
It's normal stuff. It's normal guy type stuff.
Yeah, like guys wrestling guys.
No.
Guy stuff, you know.
Manly stuff.
My little brony. Yeah. That's all right, now I turn around, I allow the guests to ask me one question.
Why are you doing this to me?
I get asked that question so often. usually it's in the back of a windowless conversion van. But
oh, God.
I love how you laughed at that before you actually grasped the concept.
Laughed at it, but then no one else was laughing, and I was like, what does that say about me?
If you could live your life every day, but you'd forget everything you did that day.
Oh, I do. You're talking about my life. I'm living that life right now.
In your future activities, you're just limited.
So do I have to, like, relearn language every day?
No.
Am I, like,
oh, yes, maybe.
It's 51st dates.
Well, this is your question, Dan.
I know. Well, I just made it up.
Okay. Well, you weren't prepared for this.
I wasn't really prepared for that, no.
I think I would go, assuming, like, I know the base, I understand, like, math. I'm not, like, I don't know, like, Asperger's.
Yeah, you just wouldn't remember your relationships and your, like, you would perfect. Forget every day. You would forget. You're not making any new memories.
I would, I'm okay with that. I'd do that one. Cause then I have no regret either.
That's true.
How would you know?
Do you have regret now?
No.
Yeah. So I didn't think so.
No. Yeah. Sophie, what do you think? What would you do?
You're not gonna remember anything.
I think I would live my life to the fullest and keep forgetting. Cause like, yeah. I don't need to remember.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Remembering is overrated.
Yeah,
I remember a lot of shit that I'm like, A, I don't want to remember that, or B, like, what am I fucking using in this hard drive space for that shit?
Yeah.
Like, I still remember the Gummy Bears theme song from when I was a kid. Like, what am I doing?
Popped in my head.
Yeah,
now,
what am I doing? Yeah, and now you'll remember it forever. Yeah. Now I'm like, why am I saving onto that little nugget? Yeah. That's never gonna give me any actual joy or make me money or anything.
It just gave you joy just now when you got it stuck in his head. It brought you joy.
God damn it, Dan, you're right.
Yeah. That's okay. The way I don't have any, like, my mind sucks. If it weren't for my wife, I wouldn't remember. I remember pop culture crap like that. I don't remember real things.
Yeah.
But my wife does. Like, thank God. And she'll unlock it. Well, no, but, and she'll unlock it. And then it all comes back to me. But it is filed away good and tight.
Yeah.
Before that moment.
Okay. Well, okay. I don't need memories. I'm good. I feel like I could make memories in a day. And then
you'll have to every day.
Then they go away. Listen, I've seen Memento. That was pretty badass.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. There you go. That's it. You survived the rundown. You did it. That was close. It was harrowing, but we made it, guys. We made it. All right.
Was I less forthcoming than most people?
No, you did great. Oh, okay, you did great. I'll edit it out and post it. It's fine. Sophie, are you ready to do some news?
Oh God!
There's a couple things I need to click on. I don't know if you have that Wi-Fi password handy.
Ooh, I don't have my Wi-Fi password handy.
Did I?
It's my neighbors. I gotta call them.
okay.
No,
All right. Do you have a post-it note? Speaking of Memento,
so I really wasn't sure what to do because I've never done this before.
That's okay.
So I have a few things that make for good articles, and then I have a few things that I think the headline stands on its own.
So what I'd say is just read the headline and then a couple beats of each story, and we'll figure out how much we need to hear. Are you connected already, or do you need?
I need.
Okay, it is the C382 network, okay. Something like that. And the password is, I don't care if anyone knows my fucking internet password. Does that matter?
That's a long password.
No, yeah. Did you type it in?
No.
Okay, no, it's clear 3377.
I love how he's giving out his fucking password.
Right. He remembered to edit this part.
Does it matter? I don't know.
It's not like anybody's going to drive to your house.
Yeah, you got to be in my house. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Clear,
all lowercase.
All lowercase. 3377 bright.
It's all lowercase.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So I'm just gonna do the headlines first.
So yeah, let's go one on one. Let's start. Yeah, just do one headline and kind of get a couple beats of the story, and we'll take it from the whole night. Hold on, we got to give a news now until. Oh, so by the way, let's do a quick little. Sophie is here, doing the news tonight, but also. Moving forward, she's going to be doing the news with us also. She's a new addition to the show, so keep her. She's going to be here every week with us now, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Unfortunately, scheduling just got hectic with Jack, and she's unable to continue with the show. She'll probably be on again in some form or fashion, but now we've got Sophie, and I'm happy she's going to be here, and I think she's going to do a bang-up job. And you're going to have a very generic news intro for now, but eventually, how it works is once we get a musician on, we make we improv and write a news intro for you. And customized just for you.
That sounds
That's
fantastic.
Why Jack never showed up.
So just to clarify, was it clear or queer? Because clear 3377 isn't working.
It was faggot 3 3s. No, the,
okay.
6969. It's clear, CLEAR.
Okay.
3377, and then the word bright, BRIGHT.
Oh. Okay. And my laptop is on 5%. We're going to see how far we go.
Yeah. On par with the rest of the news anchors.
It's
5%. You better start talking.
Is it a Mac?
Yeah, it's a Mac. Yeah. So that has like a day and a half left on it still.
Thank you. Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. Well, that solves that problem.
Perfect. Okay. I just threw her Mac on the ground and told her to get out. So that solved that problem. Okay, and let's get the news intro going here.
Broadcasting live from the news mecca, Spokane, Washington, to our affiliates all over the world, this is the Social Hour News.
All right, Sophie, take it away. What do you got for us?
All right, and just to clarify, was I just going to go down the news headlines to start, or is there anything I should elaborate on?
No, so we'll just have you read a headline, and then, you know, whichever one you start with, read the headline, and then give a couple beats of the story, or we'll, you know, and I'll probably interrupt you a bunch of times, but because that's what I do.
Yeah, you might get through one story.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a headline that I thought was funny. South Carolina man surprised to find woman and her children moved into his home. And I just thought that really understated the amount of surprise.
That sounds like a Florida story. South Carolina was so surprised. So was he on vacation? Oh, was surprise good or surprise bad?
Because
maybe he's like,
you know,
I just got a listen.
Judging
I just got
by
a housekeeper.
The picture of this guy, I bet it was a good surprise. Because I, oh, no offense, South Carolina man, but I bet you're happy to have company.
What?
It's not clicking.
Okay, that's okay.
So move on to the next headline. So,
no, let's hold on. Are you able to open it? You said
yeah.
How long was he gone for? Where was he that he?
So okay, I'll read this first part. It does say he was surprised to find some unwanted house guests. So I guess he didn't want company.
he didn't want people bivouacking in his house.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't want people committing felonies, breaking and entering and using his shit.
Okay, yeah. So this is the next sentence. Kent Foster told Fox Carolina he went to his home in Union, South Carolina after work to find that the furniture had been moved and someone had smoked inside. So it wasn't even that there was people in there. It's just like, this is
there?
A non-smoking residence.
Well, maybe they were just getting the feng shui down. They pointed everything in the right direction towards his chakra, you know, realigned his Tan Tien, and now he's just ready to rock, man. Maybe he feels better. The smoke is just... you know, some incense, yeah, sage, and then get those demons out. They just didn't have a favor. I think they just had an exorcism in his house.
So he calls the police. The police officers find a woman, Savannah, there with her two children. And it says when she opens the door, the first thing she says is, "Can I help you?" And that's day one of moving into this guy's place.
She said that to the guy?
To the police.
Oh, to the police. This is brazen.
Yeah, she's...
She
has all of my wife's clothes, bedroom shoes, whatever the fuck that is.
They're like house slippers for white people.
Yeah. Shirt. It was not immediately clear how Reinhardt looked.
Yeah, you don't have different shoes for different rooms? Like, I've got my kitchen shoes, my dining room shoes, my bathroom
shoes. I don't even
shoes,
barely wear socks
shoes.
With my shoes. Yeah. I'm not,
I noticed
like,
that. Like, I was surprised. Like, as soon as you came walking in, I came running upstairs, and you were already barefoot.
I get comfy really fast. Okay, but she must just be mentally crazy, so let's
She has
move
kids?
On.
That's good, though. At least she has kids.
Yeah.
Mentally crazy as kids. Perfect. Well, Mr. Foster, I guess we'll hope you...
Good luck with your new family.
Yeah, it's like the weirdest Charles in Charge situation ever. New kids in the neighborhood.
Breaking and entering too.
Are they? Well, I mean, how old are they?
It didn't say, but probably young. I mean, definitely not old enough to be like, Mom.
Mom, we're accomplices in these.
Just get our own home.
They've been saying that for years. Can we just get our own home? all right. What else you got?
Okay. So we also, another headline that caught my eye was Duke, the four-term dog mayor of Minnesota town, goes to doggy heaven.
That's a rub and tug for dogs. Yeah, it's a little Asian.
Oh, so it's a sex scandal, not a death. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They've got pugs there that, typical. Yeah, ask him if they...
Typical politician.
Flip them on their little red rockets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's too cute for that. He's fluffy.
So he goes to... Four-term
dog mayor of Minnesota.
You know what? When are they going to have term limits for dog mayors? These dog mayors just get into a position of power... And then they just, throw their kibbles and bits all over the goddamn neighborhood, think they're in charge, piss on every goddamn fire hydrant.
So then it's all theirs. Yeah. So naturally they're going to get the next term.
So where Mayor Doggy Mayor Town? What was it called?
Minnesota.
Minnesota
town. Unnamed Minnesota town.
Oh, okay.
I
thought this dog was like the dog mayor of Minnesota. that sounds accurate, actually. The Minnesota's like, who's your mayor? Oh, some fucking dog or something, man. I don't know. we're just getting drunk. Who cares? He died. How'd he die?
He died?
Was he assassin? Well, I assume he went to doggy heaven. So
I thought you said there was a rub and tug place.
What's that address?
He just said that for the kids listening to the show.
Hey, kids.
was he assassinated or something? Would he have crazy beliefs? You think like Black Lab should be able to vote too or something? Or what was
so
the
according
situation?
To this article, he quote unquote retired last year due to failing health.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. Who decides?
Who decides? Listen, does he have a cabinet? I want to see. This is just my hope. I think he's in the picture of those dogs.
He looks like a politician. My God. Just a fat white dog.
Of course, old white dog. Goddamn jamming up the system.
Looks like Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
It does look like Bernie Sanders.
In the fucking lab.
And he died. Sorry.
Yeah,
well, what was his name?
Duke.
Duke. Duke the dog, Duke the mayor dog. That's unfortunate.
He's
well, yeah. Did he have any good legislation while he did? Yeah.
Lots of dog parks.
It doesn't elaborate.
Did he go to heaven? All dogs go to heaven?
I'm assuming he went to heaven.
Okay. Well, Duke, you'll be missed, Duke.
But I kind of hope he went to hell because I would love to have a dog down there to hang out with.
I just hope there's a scandal. Like, I want some just some like Rottweiler mutt to come out and be like, these puppies are his puppies.
Yeah.
All right.
Damn, okay. He was 13 years old.
Wow.
Damn.
It's a good.
I'm glad I have backup on the news thing. Provide the details that I don't have. So this says former coach Skylar N. Yee gets arrested for stealing dozens of pairs of underwear, which to me is fucking insane. How many people had to lose their underwear before somebody said something?
So he was stealing them from people or like stores?
From the people he was coaching. He was a coach.
Where did he coach at?
Middle school.
Probably. No.
Boys wrestling.
And I think it was women's underwear.
Oh, that's
so no, well, that's less. Next story then.
Former University of Kansas.
Who hasn't done that?
Yeah, University
volleyball coach.
They have a men's volleyball team.
Yeah, he stole dozens of pairs of underwear from female players, and he cataloged them in his home.
Cataloged them.
He cataloged
like a Dewey, like a Dewey decimal system.
But it's duty decimal system when it's sports players.
Jeez, so he's just got. Isn't a thing? Why is there? There's like a fetish for everything now, and one of them is getting like having someone else's dirty underwear. Like you can, there's like people sell them on the internet.
Right.
I don't know what girls do. I've told so many girls, I'm like, dude, you should just like wear a pair of underwear for a week and then sell them online. You
there's
can
a
make
whole subreddit on fucking Reddit just about that.
Yeah.
Not that I ever do it, but make an account.
Yeah.
But you've studied up on it extensively.
It's interesting.
Like I just imagine the so Sophie, we're gonna role play real quick here. You're gonna be my judgmental aunt at Christmas dinner, and you're gonna ask me how my job's going.
Okay, I'm gonna pull out the only other voice I can do besides this voice. Ready?
Yeah.
So D, sweetheart.
Yeah. Yeah. Good to see you, Mildred.
How have things been?
Good. I'm not really coaching anymore.
You move on to something better?
Well, I mean, I moved on. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not there anymore.
And how are all those girls you were telling me about?
They're fine. They're fine. I hear from them a lot. Usually via their lawyers.
Getting married already? That's my boy.
Well, you know, I didn't say. I mean, married to something. Maybe married to eight by ten cell, something like that. I don't know. Anyway, it's no big deal. I'm not there coaching per se.
What happened?
Tell you what didn't happen. Definitely not stealing their underwear. That's for sure.
Oh, good. Creeps, they're fucked up.
Yeah. That is real bad creeps. Anyway, and this is, you know, completely unrelated to anything. Are you like a thong gal, Mildred? Or what's up with your situation?
You know me. Well, I'm bloomers all the way, baby.
Oh, God, I just came.
Don't say that to your aunt, you fucking weirdo. All
right, and scene. Okay.
Thank God.
Thank you.
Get rid of this boner.
All right.
That was nice.
So, what else we got going on there, Sophie?
Okay. We've got a couple more.
You got to finish
it
Mildred's voice, though.
What?
Yeah. So, this says... Fugitive sees wanted post of himself, makes date to turn himself in.
Oh, who'd he bring? Was it like did he go on Tinder or what is?
You know,
like a date. Sorry, he schedules.
If you should know you're wanted before you see a wanted poster.
Mm-hmm. Was he after the reward money?
You'd be surprised.
And also.
Yeah, yes.
If you're going to break the law enough to be on a wanted poster, why the fuck are you going to turn yourself in?
Yeah.
Be a good guy all of a sudden?
What was he wanted for?
Okay.
I don't know. Why don't you ask Scott E.G. himself?
Okay. I don't really know too much about this, so I'm going to start with the article. Cut me off whenever.
Okay, moving on. go ahead.
So this is it. It's not so much of a boy meets girl situation that ends in happiness as it is cops meet fugitive sort of tale that ends in jail. Last Wednesday, the Richland Police Department in Washington State posted a call out for information on a 38-year-old Anthony Akers in a weekly Facebook roundup of at-large criminals called Wanted Wednesdays. According to the post...
I like that they're like, listen, it's like, just go ahead, turn yourself in, man. It's no big deal. Don't worry, you won't be in any trouble except for those multiple felonies we're searching you for.
You won't be in trouble except for what we're legally obligated to.
Yeah. What happened to, like, Flash Fridays where girls showed their tits? Now it's, like, Wanted Wednesday where you go to jail. That sounds way worse, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy, I looked him up on Facebook. He looks like the type.
Yeah, this is him.
They wouldn't know he was wanted.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's a better picture of him somehow.
That's gangster right there.
Like a Mexican Casey Neistat.
Yeah. I was going to... Oh, my God. Are we done or keep going?
No, keep going.
Okay. According to the Post, Akers was the subject of a warrant for, quote, unquote, failure to comply with the terms of his probation. Usually, we put up the post and wait for some member of the police to call in with information or something useful, Sergeant Michael Harrison told NPR.
Don't you love police work?
Usually we put up the post and wait.
Because, like, you watch, if you watch any police shows, CSI or any of those things, they're, like, proactively working on cases. This is what the police actually do. They hope someone calls them and gives them a fucking idea of how to do their
from
job.
From a Facebook post on Wanted Wednesdays.
Yeah. Like, well, I don't know. What'd you do? Well, I put, like, their social media guy is just in charge. Like, I just post a thing and I guess hopefully he shows up or something. I don't know, man. What else do you want us to do? It's like, I don't know. Go look for the guy or something. Don't you have, like, magnifying glasses and, like, shake down criminals
there's
and stuff?
There's got to be semen on it somewhere.
Yeah.
So, okay, so get this. So they put up the post and waited. And then it says, 5 hours later, Akers responded saying, calm down, I'm going to turn myself in. How much more calm can they get than just a post on Facebook? When there was no sign of Akers the next day, officers tried to send him a direct message. They got all up in his DMs. Hey, Anthony.
They slid into his DMs. Like,
yes.
Hey, what's up, boy?
So CNN, where is this reporting coming from? They got all up in his DMs.
Oh, no, I just
oh, you
added
that?
That?
Okay, yeah. All right.
It's HuffPo. This is from Breitbart.
It is HuffPo. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Everything about this post is, like, too ridiculous to believe that it's actually real. Because, so, when there was no sign of Akers the next day, officers tried to send him a direct message. And this is what it said. Hey, Anthony, we haven't seen you yet. Our business hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Of course, if you need a ride, you can call non-emergency and the phone number, and we will pick you up.
That's and he's still at large, apparently.
Hey, he did what he could.
Yeah, well, you know, he's... Did he put a reminder in his phone or, like, schedule a date? He should create an event page on Facebook and, like, Akers turns himself in, like, on put a date, a time, invite people,
invite the police force,
yeah, and tag him in it, invite him, go
his
Facebook
response
live
to their DM. Thank you. Tying up a couple loose ends since I will probably be there for a month. Should be in there in the next 48 hours.
This guy is amazing. Yeah. You know what, though? Isn't it great that, like, we live in an era that you can troll your local police officers? You can, like, be an online troll to the cops. You're like, you just be like, yeah, I'll be there in a bit, man. 48 hours. That is amazing. We should get this guy on the show when he gets out.
Maybe. the Wanted Wednesdays is pretty interesting on here.
Are you looking?
Look at this guy.
Yeah, he looks
Dylan
wanted.
Von Olhausen.
He has a tattoo on his face. Okay,
I was thinking he was Hispanic, but the Olhausen is making me think Aryan.
Yeah.
So, okay, I just have to say one more thing, and then we can let this drop. But considering this is the first time I've read this article too, it's still exciting for me. But so then they replied, is it us? We waited, but you didn't show. The weekend came and went. We're beginning to think you're not coming. And this is his response to them. Dear RPD, it's not you. It's me. I obviously have commitment issues. I apologize for standing you up, but let me make it up to you. I will be there no later than lunchtime tomorrow. I know you have no reason to believe me after what I did to you, but I promise that if I didn't make it on my own by lunchtime tomorrow, I'll call for a ride to assist me with my commitment issues. Thank you in advance to your response if you are patiently giving me another chance with us. I know I don't deserve it.
He's like, I'll be the one with the red rose in my hair. This guy's this is a bit, right? This has got, like, this is,
I don't believe a word of this.
This is crazy. This is crazy. Like, this is the, But, like, this guy's Andy Kaufman.
He maybe could be.
Actually, he could be. All right, that's in Richland, I believe it. I got to go there in a couple weeks. I'll look for him. I'll see if I'm going to put money on his books.
Just put up a sign. Yeah. They'll contact you 5 hours later.
That's
man.
True. I'll be wanted Wednesdays. Yeah. I want this. I want you to Jason Akers, but also not to go to jail. I just want to interview.
Yeah.
All right, let's do. You got one more. We'll do one more, then we'll get out of here.
Okay. Okay. There's a couple. I went ham. I don't want you to expect this every week, but I have a lot of news articles. Okay. So I think there's one. You guys pick. Massive fatberg found blocking sewer in British seaside town. Okay, it's a berg of fat. Mm. Okay, and then there's another one of a guy who was charged with assault for throwing a cookie at his girlfriend. Florida man. That's my Florida man.
We need some Florida.
Okay, let's see.
You don't want a berg of fat?
No, I want Florida.
Yeah, fuck England. They're not even a real country.
Berg of fat's too. That's what I'm gonna call my sorted love life.
Also, I found the Anthony post.
Good. All right. All right. Go. Let's do. Yeah. The Florida one. I need the Florida one.
Oh no! It says page not found.
Uh oh.
Fuck.
All right.
Oh
then.
Shit. Okay. Oh God.
You can do the other one then if you need.
Okay, that's sad because I thought that was super funny too. It was this guy. This whole face was filled with tattoos. And he got charged with that, and I'm like, dude, either.
So he got charged.
That's not
with,
a soft
he got
cookie.
Charged with assaulting his girlfriend with a cookie.
Yeah, he threw it at her.
He's like a leader in the clubhouse for definitely not a Jew. Also, fucking.
There's a lot of food throwing in Florida. There were two burrito throwings this last year.
That's
domestic violence calls to burritos being hurled at people's faces. It's true.
When will it
that
end?
That is insane. Yeah, man, stop the violence. We should do like a burrito exchange program. You know, you just bring in your burrito. We don't ask any questions. You know, we give you some money.
Right. We give you a gun.
That's just how a restaurant works.
Stop throwing food.
Yeah, that's just how a restaurant, reverse restaurant.
Okay. So I'll go to the Fatberg one. Okay, this is in a British seaside town.
I love
sounds
British
quaint.
I love
town,
when
yeah.
I'm so specific. Just anywhere. Isn't like most of Britain just
any town USA. In Britain.
Okay. A giant obstruction made up of hardened fat, oil, wet wipes, and other waste items called a fatberg has been found in the sewer of a seaside town in England. While it's not the largest island of a disgusting household waste to clog British sewage pipes, calling it a giant is not a hyperbole. Southwest Water reports the monstrous clump lurking beneath the town of Sidmouth in Devon measures 210 feet, making it longer than the
210
height.
210 feet?
Yeah, 210 feet of fat. Making it longer than the height of the Leaning Tower of Pisa, more than 13 end-to-end Hummer H2s, which is a totally normal unit of measurement.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
how many Hummer H2s is that?
Especially for measuring something in England.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
very American.
That's not. Yeah.
You know that car they made for a couple years, 8 years ago? Remember Ludacris' video, Move, Bitch, Get Out the Way? Do you not remember that one? Okay. Let's see. Back.
Do you remember the people who get out of the car and they scare you? Remember the kind of car they drive?
Yeah.
It's 13 of those.
It's like that. all right.
It's 42 feet longer than the White House. It's the largest.
It's longer than the White House?
Yeah.
How?
Trump's going to put an addition on the White House now.
He
will have
can't be outdone by Britain. How does this? It's just a big clog of fat.
It's a big clog of fat.
What are they eating over there?
A lot of fish.
Isn't that not real fatty? I like how you knew right away. Like a lot, definitely a lot of fish.
fish for breakfast. I mean, there's fats in it, but they're good fats, but apparently not when they harden and get into your sewer system.
That sounded sexual.
Okay.
That's like a euphemism. So listen, when you harden and get in that sewer system, you know what I'm saying.
I just like the phrase monstrous clump. That is staying with me for the rest of my life. Yeah, yeah.
And there's a picture of it, too. It just looks dog fur. Or like someone sheared a sheep and just didn't do anything.
How
with
do you
it.
Find that? How do they? How do you not find that for forever? Like that's just been around. That takes a long time for that to build up, right?
Yeah. I don't know how long.
Why, Jesus Christ? Is Lara Flynn Boyle living over there or something? What the fuck is
why
happening over there?
What is she new to you?
What is happening over there?
Speaking of something that was popular 8 years ago for 2 years.
I think the creepiest thing about it is the way they describe it in the article makes it sound like it's alive.
Maybe
and
it is.
That would give me nightmares as a kid.
It's reminding me of that fucking scene out of Ghostbusters.
Yes, exactly.
Something that Igor fucking brought to life.
It's just going to fucking come out of the bathtub.
Dude, it looks like the end of a Bukkake video.
That shit. Speaking of, I need to call my mom.
I need to call my Aunt Mildred.
I need to call your mom and your Aunt Mildred. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Measures 200 feet. Oh, yeah, I read that already. It's largest discovered. It'll take around 8 weeks to dissect this monster.
God, why are they so mean to it? Maybe it has feelings. God, it just has a glandular disorder. Yeah.
Dude, it probably was one guy with a glandular disorder that started this whole mess.
Ew.
It's like the guy off of that movie, Seven.
Yeah.
He just fell in the water.
All right.
Yeah, that's pretty much the end of that.
Okay. Well, good work, Brittany, your fucking archaic sewer system. Take some notes from the Romans. They figured it out. You guys can't even do it yet?
Oh.
Do you want to elaborate on that? Or
something tragic just happened.
Let's just end on that.
That's clear.
Yeah, let's just end on
that. All right, and that's the news. All right, thank you, Sophie. All right, guys. Let's see. So, we have come to the end of the show, guys. Thank you. This is the part of the show. Dan, this and Sophie. I don't know if Sophie, you've been on since we've done this. I think you have. This is the part of the show because of the things we say and how this show goes and what we do. At the end of the show, we like to go around and say nice things about each other. Just clear the air and make it just a good ending. You can handle that?
Sure. Why don't you get started?
I do start. Yeah, I always start. I do start. My show's on the logo. My name's on the logo. I start.
Yeah, yeah.
I start. Nobody fucking start. No, sorry. Got off to a bad start there. I apologize for that.
This is nice.
This is.
I'm relaxed. Blood pressure's fine.
I will start. Jeremy, thanks for all the help recently on the some sketch stuff we done and filming me jumping naked in the snow. That was fun. I got a lot of interesting messages from that. I actually had one girl message me and tell me that I didn't leave a link in the post.
That is so funny.
Skin
flutes for kids. Yeah.
For kids. Yeah, yeah. So if you guys didn't see it, I jumped in the snow naked. I said it was to bring the arts back to the school and music back to elementary schools. I got challenged to do this, and I called it, we called it Skin Flutes for Kids Flutes. And
can't imagine how that would go wrong.
And
you'd be surprised how many people thought it was legitimate.
Yeah, like, that's like,
do we donate? You didn't leave a link to donate. You didn't do this.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, lady, Google skin flute.
That's like, what that's what I told him. Like, I go, if you just Google skin flutes, it's the first link that comes up. So, and then at the end, I go, women, you can do it too. It's called mammary glands for musical bands. And yeah, people actually, anyway, thank you. It's been good. And we've talked about a couple other things we're going to do soon too. We've got So it's good to be getting more more sketch stuff going again. It's my one of my favorite things to do. So, Dan, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Come again sometime if you're...
I don't think so.
Okay. but I'm glad you came.
We'll come to your show then.
Yeah. Okay. but no, thank you very much for coming. Hopefully see you out at open mic again soon.
I know I need to do that. Yeah.
You, I mean, you've only been up a couple times, but I think you've definitely done better than a lot of the new people in... have some potential, so I would say keep doing it, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Sophie, thank you for being here and coming to my rescue and being the new our new addition to the team. I'm happy to have you here, and now I have a good reason to hang out with you every Monday. I feel like I usually see you anyway, but I'm glad you're going to be here, so thank you very much. You did great.
Thank you. I can't tell if you're just saying that. Tell me off the air if I did shitty.
So, guys, our search for our next news anchor is going to start next episode. No, I'm just kidding. No, you did great. Thank you. So,
this is nice.
Yeah, right?
It's very nice.
All
it's
these,
not awkward
all these
at all.
Horrible things have been said, and now it just
you're
feels like Mr.
Air.
Rogers' neighbor.
Yeah.
It is fantastic.
Yeah,
like
it.
We should just do the whole podcast like this.
Yeah. Just compliment each other.
It's a good, yeah. It's a good contrast.
Deese, I'm super impressed with how much you actually are able to accomplish while being such a fucking raging alcoholic. Like, super impressive. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am the epitome of functional alcoholic.
For sure.
100%. A couple weeks ago, I stopped drinking. I didn't stop. I just had like...
For an hour?
No, I just like only had like one or two drinks a night for a couple nights, and I started getting like sick.
Dude, it's weird though because I feel
my
like...
My body just falls apart. I just like... I'm just held together by... Bound together by alcohol and spite. So...
For real, Deese, you're the only person that when you're drinking less, I worry. Like, I remember you were like, I'm only going to have one drink, and I was like... Are you okay?
When I first met him, he was like going through phases where he would cycle and not drink for 4 months at a time. And now it's like...
Now it's just on.
Now it's just on all the time.
I can't. It's just on. It's I can't. It's too much. I'm just out all the time. I fucking can't. Anyway.
Sorry to get on a touchy subject.
It's fine.
But
it's...
no, I'm super impressed about that.
Thank you.
Dan, I don't know much about you, but it was a pleasure meeting you.
Oh, nice to meet you. Appreciate
it. Definitely going to check out your radio show, your little radio show.
There's no cussing.
That's fine.
There's no horrible... There are horrible stories sometimes.
I have 10-year-old kids and a 2-year-old, so... Like,
okay. Now, have they listened to you on this podcast?
Oh, fuck yeah, all the time.
Okay.
They've been guests. Little shit.
I was going to suggest that they do, so...
We did a podcast with Jeremy's kids one time.
They had their own podcast for a little bit. That was pretty fun.
Oh, my God. I still want to hear that.
The audio somewhere.
What was that fucking line about... wrestling or something? I said some line that like went over their heads, but it was...
Oh God, I forget. Yeah, and I didn't even hear it until I was editing in post. I was like, fucking Deese. Like, it was something about a porn star.
Yeah, something like
it
that.
It was ridiculous. My kids are just like, yeah, this is like talking about fucking porn stars. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, this is a kid's podcast.
But it went over their heads. They didn't even get it. Like, it was fucking great.
No, it was fun. And that was better than the episode that I did with Tom and them.
Oh,
We did a trivia show and where they asked me and Tom questions, and whoever got the question wrong had to get their chest waxed. Yeah.
Who won?
I did.
Did Tom get his chest waxed?
His chest, his toes.
Really?
I think a part of his armpit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun times.
It was fun for you.
And Sophie, I've never met you before either, but it was a pleasure. Good job tonight, actually being prepared. It's a nice change. Hi, Jack.
Thanks.
And that's it. That's all I got. It's all the nice things. I'm out of nice things. Leave me alone. All
right. Dan?
I have to say nice things.
Yeah, you got it too, man.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Very impressed, Deese, first of all, with your setup here. Also like your taste in comic book artwork.
Thank you.
Also love your stand-up. I've seen you several times up there. Just how casual. So, like, I'm inspired by how... I want to get to where you are as far... You just seem to be relaxed up there. I don't know... Like, there's a lot of people that are even very funny that they don't necessarily seem as relaxed as you do. So, anyway, I just think that's a good thing.
Thank you. It's just reps, man. You know? Just time. Because you get to a certain point where you stop worrying about remembering your jokes... and you know your jokes front to back, you know the beats are at, and you're just
right.
So then you start realizing like, oh, I have to be like to be just a person on stage and being the best, like the most casual you can, because it just seems more authentic.
Right.
So, yeah. And just time.
There
yeah.
you go.
So
Jeremy, nice to meet you. I don't know much about you. You were great tonight. You're very nice, personable fellow. We'll have to hang out more. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward when you first meet somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No, it's all good. You took off your shoes. We all took off our shoes. I want to congratulate everyone on... oh, you didn't take yours off.
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
Fuck
well,
Deese's house.
Well, now I have horrible things to say about you for not participating, but...
That's fine.
I was going to say, I don't smell anybody's feet, so there's a nice thing that I could say. Sophie, good job with the news. You came prepared, except for the battery life of your laptop.
Yes.
But, you know... I think that was good. So, yeah.
Thanks.
And it's good. I've seen you at the club, and you were good. We watched a little sketch video before the podcast started, and you were good in that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'll start with Deese. Deese, okay, I'm going to get sappy.
Oh,
he already
man.
Knows this, but Deese, you are seriously one of the most important people in my life, and I love you so much. And thank you for allowing me to be on the show, and thank you for just being somebody that I know I can always count on. And
gay.
Yeah, super gay. I'm super gay for Deese. And Jeremy, it was a pleasure meeting you. I am very socially awkward, and I did not feel uncomfortable around you.
That's
so thank
awkward,
you for
so.
Being very
I thought you two knew each other at first.
First night ever
yeah,
meeting
yeah.
each other.
Yeah. And it was... It
I've
was
seen
great.
Lots of pictures of her. All my friends have her.
That
her
sounded a little creepy,
picture.
Jeremy.
That did sound yeah. a lot creepier.
All
said,
the most horrific pictures,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, no, like everybody changed. All of my friends changed their profile pictures to her. And I was like, who in the fuck
It was
is
a picture
this?
Of me eating nachos at like 2 in the morning. And yeah.
Is that
that's
a real
like,
thing that happened?
Yeah, it's
that
a
is
me
hilarious.
Now pretty much between.
Everybody changed their profile. We used to do that shit all the time.
That's fantastic.
Just hilarious.
Hold on, I'll pull it up so we can see the picture here. I'll
so,
put it on the big
just
screen.
In case I
commitment.
Made a good impression, we can go ahead and nip that in the bud.
This was the... Oops, nope, that's all I want. Where is the... I'll,
and
I'll,
you knew that happened?
Yeah.
No, it was candid camera photos. He showed me when, after he took them, and I was like, whoa.
This was Sophie's...
when he sent me that, I was like, man, she looks like a little wolf or
like
gremlin.
Like a ghoul, a goblin. No, it
like
was worse. There's a
gremlin.
Worse one than that. That was the one you made your profile picture?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's not one that's on here, but I'll show it to you in here. But, yeah, it's...
So
yeah, Sophie was, we were all real drunk, but Sophie was like eating nachos. She just leaned back and it's like this red light that's just like terrible.
Well, also just, I'm not a pretty eater. I really get
I'm not
into
a pretty
it.
Eater. It's like some art house lamp on you. I don't,
was that a
I
chance?
I think I just fucked up.
No, is it baby bar? No,
oh,
you're
okay,
fine.
Okay.
You're fine. Well, then there was this one too, and we were real drunk
oh,
after
yeah.
we were filming the sketch. And
I
she,
needed
she had her
cream.
Fucking super extra goddamn, what's it called?
Oh, it looks like that whipped chocolate. Cream is going to crush the mug. That is a lot.
It did. It started falling off. It was a lot.
Anyway.
So, sorry. Where did we interrupt you?
And to Dan, who I have served many a time at the club, and you're so considerate. You are literally the best type of person to serve there. He's polite. He is quick. And when I say, like, can I get you another drink? He's not like, but this time. He's just like, yeah. Or, like, you're just, like, so nice. And
I know
so
what I drink, yeah.
Yeah, and you know the drill by now because you've
yeah.
been here so many times. But, yeah, I just, like, really appreciate you.
It freaks me out. You know what freaks me out is when people go, have you been here before as they're seating you? And it's like, I swear to God, I should look like one of the fixtures.
Weekend.
I'm here all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I tell them, but anyway.
And, yeah, I it's funny, too, because I see you there so often, and I'm trying to get in the habit of, like, learning people's names now. And tonight was the perfect excuse.
Yeah. That's tough to do. I'm horrible with names, but I'll remember yours.
Thanks.
This is an experience we've shared now, but
yeah. Yeah, I'll remember your name too, and I will never, ever ask if you've been to the club before.
Okay. Now we know. All right. All right. And that's it. We all said nice things. Good job, everyone. You guys did good. That was fun, right?
And now we led into each other, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Is that the next
piece
segment?
Of shit. Yeah. Next thing is called Get It Off Your Chest.
Yeah. First one to cry if I get kicked off the show.
All right, guys. That is going to be it for the social art. Thank you for hanging out. Definitely check out Dan. Dan, where can people find – tell us again where they can find you on the dial, Facebook, Instagram, anything you want to shout out.
Dan Roberts Voice on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And then just on the radio, weekdays 3 to 7, 92.9 ZZU.
Okay. God, get
go.
That's
so fucking official.
Yeah, check it out, guys.
I have a radio voice at all. So.
this Friday, I will be in Rock Island, Washington, because my career is on fire.
is that near Pedophile Island?
I don't know, man. Pedophile. That's what they should call it. Pedophile.
They dropped the ball on that one for sure.
There's
really a pedophile island over on the freaking west side of the state.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, that's true.
Crazy.
Well, there's a sex offender house here. I don't know what's happening.
No, it's a whole island.
Yeah, you're in it, Dan. I don't know what we were talking about last time. We were talking about the term illegal feelings, like, and I go, they should change the name of Megan's Law.
we'll make it.
I just thought illegal feelings that, you know, like court TV,
yeah,
and someone's arrested, they like, what's the charge? Like, illegal feelings.
It's like a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
Illegal
feelings
tonight.
Yeah. Starring Jean-Claude Van. Yeah, there's anyway, illegal feelings. With Michael Gladsmyer and Tony Russell this Friday. That's going to be a great show. A show we've got. You heard him here last 2 weeks ago, Caden Butera film, which is pretty fucking awesome. Mara Baldwin and Eli Dyer, a bunch of great / calendar. Check out all the dates on the calendar to see what's going on. I'm hitting the road again now that it's hittable. So this winter is kind of leaving. I mean, it doesn't feel like it out there, but it's going to go away. So,
No,
maybe not. This just might be forever.
Downer.
Yeah. All right, guys. So for the social hour, I am Deese, and for Sophie, Jeremy, and Dan, thank you all very much. And thanks for listening, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Left Foot Larry, Polar Bears, South Carolina, Radio Program Directors, the State of Florida, Dog Mayors, and the Richland, Washington Police Department. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week. You can talk about your balls for whatever reason you want.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!